stays with us when we're grown. Till we join the ranks of real adults and the holidays make us groan. From the malls and sales and the shame of the fail when you buy the imperfect gift, to the shrill ads for beer and automobiles scored with jingle bells and Taylor Swift. Religious men weep for Jesus and beg us to remember, while atheists snicker and say,
shepherds don't tend flocks in Bethlehem, December.
And when it all seems too much and you want to set fire to your tree, just stop and forget all the noise and do this one thing with me. Shake your Christmas butt till your cranky goes away. Shake your Christmas butt for Christmas Day. Eat shit, commercial smut. Today's Santa's birthday. Shake your Christmas butt for Christmas Day. Choking on tinsel on Halloween. Thanksgiving's just another shopping day. Dodging Yuletide on September 15, mistletoe on Valentine's Day. TV Christmas, rich turds wrapped in furs, faking goodwill by tree. Radio Christmas, shrieking Sabbath.
Christmas to you, and welcome to the Too Much Rock Christmas Spectacular. This is the 500th Too Much Rock podcast. This year, I've got about an hour of holiday music for you, including what we started with there. That is a track by Puss in Boots called Christmas Butt. It's on the EP Dear Santa, which came out October of this year on Blue Note Records. That is a project of Nora Jones and some other fine folks, including Catherine Popper, who's the one who wrote that track there. That is a fun song. The EP itself is sometimes fun, sometimes touching. It's very good, though. But that song right there, kind of reminiscent of the hashtag floating around Twitter, something with Christmas butts. I won't pretend to understand it, but when butts pop up on my timeline, hey, I'm not going to say no. Anyway, lots of music for you. We're going to play something here from The School. This song is called Shouldn't Be Alone for Christmas.
Thank you.
the goal is to get everyone into the holiday spirit. And if you aren't put in that spirit by Glockenspiel and sleigh bells, oh, we got a hard hour ahead of us. We started that set off with the school. The song is called Shouldn't Be Alone for Christmas, and it's on the band's Christmas EP that came out on Elephant Records on December 6th. That band, based out of Cardiff, one of my favorites in that indie pop arena there, and I'm so happy to be able to include them in this year's Christmas Spectacular. After that, we heard from Jagger Holly with the track All Alone for Christmas, and you may have recognized the vocals of Lucy Spazzy on that one. That's on the full album, It's Christmas Somewhere, came out November 15th on Monster Zero Records. That band based out of Austria, I think, though originally, I guess, out of Ohio, and a wonderful escape to the EU, and that's where we end up with that band today. That track originally recorded by Darlene Love for the Home Alone 2 soundtrack, written by Steve Van Zandt, so definitely reminiscent of Darlene Love's great work with Phil Spector, and that's a fun track. The rest of the album skews a little more pop-punk, and it's a really good version of a pop-punk Christmas album, but we got plenty of that coming up. In fact, let's go with some of that now. This is CJ Ramone with the song Christmas Lullaby.
By the window, and no, I'm not inside.
Over there, no more eggnog for you. We just heard from LA Guns the song Merry Xmas Everybody, of course the Slade Christmas single. It's on the EP Another Xmas in Hell that came out December 6th on Frontier Records. It is an EP that nobody asked for, and I'm not sure why it exists, but any chance I can get to play Slade's Merry Xmas Everybody makes me happy. Also a little bit in there of a Billy Squire Christmas song. I think they cover the Ramones, a few others in there, but it's fun, and I think it's a digital-only thing. Download it, add it to your mix. Why not? Before that, we heard from C.J. Ramone with the song Christmas Lullaby. That was on his Christmas Lullaby 7-inch that came out last year, December 7th, on Fat Records. I did not make it in time for the Christmas Spectacular last year, so I held it over, and we're going to play it this year because it's C.J. Ramone. Anyway, let's keep going here. I got something new here. This is Vista Blue with the track Merry Christmas to Me.
Shoppers are on the run. I'll be looking out for number one. Assistance, please, with the top shelf. Could you gift wrap that for myself? Buy two, get one free. I think I'll take all three. They'll look so nice underneath my tree.
Merry Christmas to you as well. We just heard from a couple of bands there that evidently love Christmas because every year they put out something new for the holidays. Ending there with the Dolly Rots from LA. The song was The Dolly Rots Do Christmas as they rip through five of your favorite Christmas classics there. That came out in 2018 but didn't make it to the 2018 Christmas Spectacular, so I held it over for this year. The band, of course, put something out for this year. They did a cover of The Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York, but it's just not that good. So since I already had one in in the Chamber. I stuck with that one, and we went from last year's The Dolly Rots Do Christmas. Before that, we heard from Vista Blue with the track Merry Christmas to Me. That's from a 3-song EP called Keep It All Year, which came out November 28th of this year. They put that out themselves. I think it's digital only. That band from Nashville, Tennessee, does something every year, and a lot of times I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it, but I really liked this year's, and maybe I should pay more attention to that band. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Generally, I get music every week, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. But for the Christmas Spectacular, I kind of hoard things as I get things in October or November, and they start showing up in my mailbox or in my shopping baskets, and I tuck them away and then bring them out here for the Too Much Rock Christmas Spectacular. Let's keep going here. We're going to change things up just a little bit. This is Living More with the track Show Me Light and Love.
Thank you.
now it's really starting to feel like Christmas, right? You can't get through the season without hearing Last Christmas, originally by Wham. That was done by Lucy Dacus on her album 2019, which is an interesting album of sort. It came out November 8th on Matador Records, but it is a collection of songs that she released throughout the year, commemorating various moments in the year. And that track there winds it up at the end of 2019. The best track on there is actually, I think, maybe it's Something Gold? I don't remember. But it is the first track on there, which she started writing immediately after her New Year's Eve party. And that one is a wonderful track, but not appropriate for the Christmas Spectacular. Before that, we heard from Living More with the track Show Me Light and Love, that band from Los Angeles, California, that I know nothing about, but is on their EP Christmas With, or their 7-inch to be precise. That is part of the Snowflake's Christmas Singles Club, which I think is based out of the Netherlands, and put out 2 or 3 or 4 Christmas singles every year. And I love to pick those up. They are all beautiful, and it's a fun collection. So join that Christmas club for next year and get those singles, or just go to Bandcamp now and download that one because it's a nice one. All right, more music. This is Andrew Bird with his version of Oh Holy Night. Thank you.
thousand miles, safe through the storm. I'll think of you wherever you go.
Remember how I told you that when I got a new record, I played it on the podcast? That's an excellent example there. That is Eric Clapton. I'll send that one out to my dad, who is the biggest Clapton fan in the world. The song is Away in the Manger, Once in Royal David City. That was on an album that came out last year called Happy Xmas. It came out October of 2018 on Brush Branch Surf Dog Records. That's something I picked up to play for Dad over the holidays, and it got tucked in a drawer, and, you know, when it was time for the Christmas Spectacular, I busted that out to share that with you. Not a very good album, actually. I'm not sure anyone expected anything great from Clapton since, 1988 or so, and even then might be pushing it. Maybe it was 1981, maybe. But Dad's a big fan, and I'm sure he enjoyed it. Before that, we heard from Nightflowers with the track 2,000 Miles. That is, of course, a Pretender song. That was released last year as well, December of 2018. Just a self-release, digital-only, but to benefit some excellent charity that I can't remember right now. But I remember paying my $1 at the time downloading that and then squirreling it away for this year's Christmas Spectacular. And we started things off with the Whistling Talents of Andrew Bird. The song is called Oh Holy Night, and it's on his new EP, Hark, which came out November of this year on Loma Vista Recordings. That album, or that EP rather, is really good, actually. A couple of traditionals, a couple of songs that are new. And the best song on there is not the one I played. The best song is the first one that leads that out. But it isn't quite Christmas spectacular sort of material. But it is definitely worth listening to. So if you're a fan of whistling, get yourself somewhere where you can stream that album. And you're probably going to want to pick that one up. Anyway, I'm about out of time here. I'm not going to look at the concert calendar. I'm not going to tell you what's new on the website. Instead, I'm just going to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And we're going to end things here on a very traditional note. This last year, I picked up a copy of Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song. That 1963 album from Capitol Records was not a part of my collection, and it needed to be, and it sure is now. So we're going to end things here. I hope you got a roaring fire and a glass of cider, or maybe something stronger if that's the way you do Christmas. Sit back and relax with this one, because it's just wonderful. Absorb it in. Merry Christmas to you all. This is Nat King Cole with The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.